the biggest, fastest car you've ever seen. I'm talking Detroit made in 52, a Cadillac ragtop powder blue, so much chrome it'd scare the moon, a true American machine, and a full tank of gasoline.
Early 90s, we were still buying cars faster than we were actually making babies. So the car population was starting to overtake the human population. But it kept going on anyway, because there's a whole romance of the car, which had been built up through the 50s.
This was always going to be a love affair on borrowed time. Just as Hubbard predicted, the United States oil reserves had peaked in 1970.
I wanna blow these Oklahoma hills so fast. They'll never see us leave, just hear the blast of supersonic steel and glass. I'm gonna tear the rearview mirror off the dash. No looking back. I wanna see the sunburn.
But maybe the biggest and most important discovery that has gradually come into focus is that the ocean is not infinite in its capacity to accept what we put into it or to yield what we want to take out of it. Even Rachel Carson, going back to the 1950s, wrote about in The Sea Around Us, before she wrote Silent Spring, that we had ravaged the land by the 1950s, but even she imagined that the ocean was beyond our control. Oh, boy, do we ever know better today. We know that we have the power to alter the nature of nature through what we're doing to the skies above, to the life on the land, and now life in the sea as well. And does it matter to us? That's the key. Now we know that what we do to the natural systems really does affect us, the economy, our health, security, but most fundamentally, it affects our ability to live on this planet. The rest of nature can do without us. After all, Earth is 4.5 billion years, and, ice ages came, ice ages went, creatures came, creatures left, extinction, whatever. Without us on board, our history goes back just the tiniest little thin skin of history on Earth, of life on Earth. So nature can do without us, but we cannot do without the natural systems that keep us alive.
Nine days after the explosion, on May 1st, this still picture was the only image the public was given of what was happening underwater. A BP photograph of a broken pipe spewing oil, released by the U.S. Coast Guard. Compare that to the video.
The government has confirmed that plumes of dispersed oil from BP's leaking well are spreading far beneath the surface in the Gulf of Mexico. The National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration said some of the most toxic components of the oil are not.
This week, the oil spill spread a little farther and touched more American lives, including the people who work for P&J Oysters in New Orleans. The owners say it's the oldest continuously operating oyster processor in America. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
It was 7:30 in the morning. That's when Mitch Jurisich first spotted oil floating on the water above his oyster beds. It was just yards away from where his grandparents first settled after immigrating from Croatia almost a century ago.
This is the last of our areas that we had open for my family to harvest oysters. We were fortunate enough to have one little slice of pie left that we were still farming from, and that slice of pie now is gone.
To these, you know, the sterile rooms, the plastic gloves catch us as we come out. We're swaddled in polyester, and then we live our lives bathed in oil.
Sonia Shah is a journalist, not a geologist. It was while researching a book on crude that she came to realize how deeply oil has seeped into our modern lives.
Some drip of oil has entered into almost everything we do. Delhi,
telephone calls. What's happened a lot of times now is even simple foods have become more and more complicated because people need things to be convenient.
The so-called value added, which means a lot of petrochemicals and petroleum products. These vegetables, I would suspect, are all grown quite far away from where we are right now. So they've been sitting on refrigerated trucks for several days, burning diesel, you know, on our asphalt roads. And the whole thing's wrapped in, you know, in a hard plastic. This is a natural food that has oil added to it. The average American uses about 3 gallons of oil every day. And that's probably a gallon for travel, a gallon on their products, and a gallon in their food.
From, you know, our food to our clothes to our medicine cabinets to our toothpaste, it's really everywhere.
Even if you don't think a product has oil in it, it probably does. From the nets of fishing boats to the fertilizers on farms, petrochemicals have become indispensable components of human society. And oil? The fuel of choice to move everything around.
This Gulf oil spill had happened in Nigeria, neither the government nor the company would have paid much attention, said the writer Ben Akari, an outspoken Nigerian. Quote, this kind of spill happens all the time in the Nigerian Delta, unquote. The oil companies just ignore it. The lawmakers do not care, and people must live with the pollution daily. The situation is now worse than it was 30 years ago. Nothing is changing. When I see the efforts that are being made in the U.S., I feel a great sense of sadness at the double standards. What they do in the United States or in Europe is very different. According to The Observer, on May 1st this year, a ruptured ExxonMobil pipeline in the state of Akwa Ibom spilled more than 1 million gallons into the Nigerian Delta over 7 days before the leak was stopped. Local people demonstrated against the company, but say they were attacked by security guards. Q Community leaders are now demanding $1 billion in compensation for the illness and loss of livelihood they suffered. Few expect they will succeed. In the meantime, thick balls of tar are being washed up along the coast. Within days of the Abino spill, thousands of barrels of oil were spilled when the nearby Shell Trans Niger pipeline was attacked by rebels. A few days after that, a large oil slick was found floating on Lake Adibawa. Quote, "We are faced with incessant oil spills from rusty pipes, some of which are 40 years old," said Bani Atavi. With 606 oil fields, the Niger Delta supplies 40% of all the crude the United States imports and is the world capital of oil pollution. Life expectancy in its rural communities, half of which have no access to clean water, has fallen to little more than 40 years over the past two generations. Oil is killing the people of Nigeria as surely and brutally as it is killing the ecosystem of the Gulf. The only difference is who hears about it.
When I'm riding in my SUV, I'm as happy as I can be. Ain't nobody looking better than me, moving down the road so stylishly. I don't worry about gas mileage, don't worry about road carnage, any fooling in economy car, I crush them quicker than a cheap cigar. SUV.
One thing all kids love is Gloop. So why take them on a road trip to a vacation paradise that's got no Gloop? When you can take them to BP Attraction's hottest new destination, Char Beachopolis. It's beach fun like you've never had it before.
Mom, this fur is like me petted. Ooh, Gloopy!
How's the water, kids?
It's sunshine, sea breeze, and plenty of Gloop.
Hey, dude, I'm surfing on sand. Way Gloopy.
So fill up the car, pack the whole family in, and take them on a once-in-a-lifetime trip. Because Tar Beachopolis has to close when the Gloop goes. Tar Beachopolis, Florida's new play place, where the fun never slops.
Gloop may contain toluene, benzene, and other volatile compounds. Too hot to inhale. Ventilator sold separately.
S-U-P, just a stinking up the skyway. Oh, well, the seas may rise as the heat gets high, but it won't inconvenience me. I just to crank up the air conditioning in my SUV.
We like to think we're living in a bold new age of silicon. But the stuff that powers us is oil. Ancient, mysterious, and messy. There are now 6.5 billion of us on the planet, pretty much all relying on oil in some way every day.
SUV, rolling on down the highway. SUV, stinking up the skyway. Well, the seas may rise as the heat gets high, but it won't inconvenience me. I'll just to crank up the air conditioning in my SUV.
It was just so convenient. Civilization had never seen anything like it before. We were burning logs and coal for our energy, and here was this stuff.
We've suddenly had this flood over the last 150 years of an immense, easy, convenient, cheap, abundant source of energy that has just changed the world, really.
Oil is concentrating millions of years of sunlight that fell all over the planet into a liquid. And then we can take that liquid, and it's so easy for us. We can.
But it won't inconvenience me. I just to crank up the air conditioning in my SUV. Yeah, just rolling down the highway in my SUV. Oh, I got two of them. Going to get me a Hummer, too.